You know, it's all a bit of fun, wasn't it? Finding out what they were saying. But we all have to be careful, actually, in the things that we say. They can so often be wrongly heard and misunderstood and could easily be a way of hurting people and getting ourselves into trouble. I've played often Chinese whispers with the girls, and I'll on purpose change what I said in the first place just to confuse and to confuse them. But what we say also can have a massive impact on the other people's lives around, for good and for bad. People will decide what kind of person we are by what we say. We'll be remembered perhaps for not getting involved in gossip, for always having good words to say about people, by using the right language, not bad language, or by standing up for someone or something when it's important. And our hero, our first hero in the Bible today, is Esther. And she did exactly this. She stood up and spoke out. Watch this little film.
Esther. The king of Babylon needs a new queen. He gathers all the beautiful girls in Babylon so he can choose one of them to be queen. Esther is a Jewish girl who lives in Babylon. The king likes Esther best and picks her to be queen. Haman is the king's helper. Haman hates Jews and tricks the king into killing them. Esther gives a banquet for the king and Haman. The king likes the banquet so much that he says, "Esther, I'll give you anything you ask for." Esther answers, "Haman wants to kill my people. Please stop him." The king is angry and stops Haman. The Jewish people are happy to be safe. The holiday called Purim is still celebrated today to remember how Esther saved her people.
Although she was only a little girl, probably about 13, she made a real difference. It was because of her the whole Jewish race was saved. She acted with great courage and stood up and spoke out for God and her people. She knew the right thing to say at the right time, and she trusted in God. God has a purpose for the situations in which he places us. Esther was not in a position of queen by mistake. Her purpose was to speak out and protect her people. And like Esther, sometimes we have to speak out and say things we know people are not going to like. Sometimes we have to speak out and say things that might make us look a bit ridiculous. Sometimes we have to speak out, and even if we're afraid, and that people won't listen. Are you an example to others in your speech? Are you an example to others in the things that you say, in the language that you use? I hope so.
When I shouted out something, you immediately responded. You ran. And you in the congregation as well started searching in your handbags and on your person for various things. You responded to what was called out. And our next hero was someone who exacted exactly the same. And Annabelle and Anne-Marie are going to come and tell us the story of Samuel. Come and tell us.
Samuel was the son of Hannah, a lady who thought she would never have children. When she gave birth to Samuel, she was so grateful that she gave him back to God by sending him to serve in the temple. Eli the priest looked after him and taught him.
Between the age of 10 to 13, the Lord spoke very clearly to Samuel, and Samuel's response to God was to tell him that he was his servant and wanted to live his life serving him and allowing God to use him in whatever ways he wanted. God used Samuel in many ways, but mainly as a prophet. God spoke through Samuel to the people of Israel.
Thank you, Lee.
Samuel was ready to respond the moment that God called his name. And God shaped Samuel right from the very beginning. God was able to work through Samuel because Samuel was willing to do one thing. He was willing to say, "Here I am, your servant." God was able to work in Samuel because he was genuinely dedicated to God. And Samuel wanted to live his life all the time for God. And when God spoke to Samuel, it was perhaps a very unusual thing. I don't know about you, but one would have naturally expected God, in those circumstances, to have spoken to Eli the priest, to have called the adult. But he didn't. The person he chose to use was the child. You see, it doesn't matter to God how old we are, what our position is in life. When it comes to doing his work, we're all his co-workers. Every single one of us can be used by God to do his work. Samuel listened very simply to God's directions in his life, and he responded. You know, so often we speak, don't we, of asking God to take control of our lives, and yet we're not always totally 100% willing to give up that control ourselves. And just like Samuel, each and every day, we've got to be people who are willing to allow God to be in control, to do what he requires of us, to listen, to respond. I wonder, are you an example of that in your own life? As somebody who's willing to give over control, who's willing to respond when God speaks into your life, when he directs you in any way, shape, or form. May we each be just like Samuel, be co-workers with him, responding when he calls.
Okay, to our final hero then. Dylan, can you come up and come up here a minute? Can you help me out a second? It's nothing too scary. Okay, Dylan, I want to give you a piece of card. See that beautiful piece of card, isn't it? Dylan, how many corners are on your card?
Four.
Dylan, can I have one of your corners?
Yeah.
Is that all right? Are you sure? You're happy for me to have one of your corners? Excellent. Oh, great. That means I've now got three corners. How many corners have you now got, Dylan?
Four.
Count again.
Five.
Dylan, can I have one of your corners, please? You sure?
Yeah.
Whoa, Dylan, I have now got six corners. How many corners have you got?
Six.
So you started off by having four corners, and then I took away two of your corners, and I've ended up with six corners, and you've ended up with six corners. How cool is that? That's cool, isn't it? You can sit in my seat and show everybody your corners. You know, Jesus did some amazing things when he was here on earth. And one of the amazing things was to do with our final hero this morning. He is a great example of his faith. And it's one of my favorite stories, actually. It's the story of the teaching of the feeding of the 5,000. When Jesus was teaching 5,000 people and there's no food, and this little boy gives his lunch of 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That's all he has, and yet Jesus is able to feed 5,000, plenty of food, and have loads more left over. And to me, this little boy had the faith to believe that Jesus could do something with what he had, and everyone got more than they bargained for, just like our corners. Dylan gave me his corners, and we all had more than we started off with. A little boy offered his lunch. He had the faith to believe that his lunch was going to help make a big difference. He had the faith to believe that Jesus was going to do a lot with his little. The whole miracle seems to have been planned out by Jesus so that he could test and teach his disciples as well as feed the hungry crowd. He wanted to teach them about his power and about their faith and their belief in him. Sometimes We can think that what we have is not enough. It's too small. It's not enough to do any good. The boy in this story could have easily thought that. We can forget that when we give what we have to Jesus, he can use us in amazing ways. God wants us to be a giving people, but he also wants us to have faith to believe that he can do so much with us when we give to him what we have, no matter what age we are. This little boy was a great example of faith. And when we live out our faith, it honors God, and we can see him achieving amazing things. When we live out our faith, he turns our weaknesses into his opportunities. He makes the impossible possible. How are you being in your example of your faith? How are you being in an example of your faith? We sing a beautiful, great, rejoicing song to finish, which talks about how Jesus can change everything, how God can make things possible and make our weaknesses into our strength when we have faith in him to do those things. I pray this week, wherever you will be, that you will be, allow God to work in your lives and that you will be good examples of him in your speech, in your life, in your faith, as we've looked at this morning. And then this afternoon, we'll look at our love and purity. I pray that that will be for you this week, that that will be a verse for you this week about being good examples, whatever age you are. And we do that through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So may you be an example this week. Let's pray together. As you go from here, remember this. You have nothing to fear, for God has created you and shaped you. He has chosen you and named you as his own. And so be an example to everyone of the life of faith. To the world in which you live, give your love and service, and to God, the loving presence of God goes with you always. Amen.